the billionaire businessman Elon Musk has said that the $44 billion deal to buy Twitter is temporarily on hold, pending details about spam and fake accounts. Shares in the social media company fell by 20% in pre-market trading, and Twitter has not responded for a comment. Let's talk now to our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, this takeover by Elon Musk, it's on hold. What's going on?
Well, Justin, breaking news. Just in the last few minutes, Elon Musk has tweeted again, saying still committed to acquisition. So he's saying he still wants to go ahead with this. What's going on here? Well, I guess many people would say it's vintage Elon Musk. This is what he does. He has always used Twitter to tweet about his businesses. And in fact, a few years ago, when he tweeted about his Tesla shares, it landed him in hot water with US regulators to the point that he was actually restricted in what he could tweet about Tesla. And here we see him doing it again with this Twitter deal earlier on today, tweeting that he may put it on hold because of this figure of 5% of spam or fake or bot accounts on Twitter. He's questioning that figure. And a lot of people did think that it seemed a little low when Twitter came out with it, because of course one of the problems with Twitter is people say there are too many fake accounts out there. So when Twitter said a few weeks ago it's only 5%, some people raised eyebrows. Elon Musk appears to be one of them.
So what's his problem then with the fake accounts, the bots?
That was one of his big things. So his two big planks when he took it over said, I'm going to be this champion for free speech, which included some controversial measures, including restoring Donald Trump to the platform. And I'm also going to tackle these fake accounts or these bot accounts. And he's saying that that's a big problem on Twitter. And he spoke about how he was going to clean up the platform. He was going to make it better. And he was going to work with the staff and work with the community to improve it. He said it's going to be this digital town hall where people can come on and talk about things, less restrictions, less fake accounts. But what he's doing today, it has sent share prices into a frenzy. So the Twitter share price went down. His Tesla share price went up because a lot of Tesla investors don't like the fact that Elon Musk is using his Tesla shares and using his money to buy Twitter. I saw one analyst describe this as a Friday the 13th horror show. We'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. Should be borne in mind, Justin, that Elon Musk, if he pulls out of this deal, will be hit with a fine of $1 billion. But when you're the richest man in the world, I guess it's just a drop in the ocean.
Okay, Brian, thank you very much indeed. That's our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.